listening to مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. The bliss of marriage between 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock every Tuesdays and every Wednesdays. Of course, my beloved honorable Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mulana Salim Karim Damat Barakatuhum, mashallah, very, very well renowned alim throughout the world. Everybody knows my beloved Ustad Mulana Salim Karim all the way from Ladysmith. Of course, standing in for our beloved Fadilatul Ustad Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Well, to the listeners out there, of course, let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, and let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, being today the 16th of April 2019, and of course also the 10th of Sha'ban 1440. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Tuesday morning. Early this morning on our program, it was brrr. And I see, mashallah, let's welcome our engineer, Brother Tobela, sitting with his little boy. He's gone so big, and I see he's just shaking and he's moving up. He wants to become like his dad. You know, he wants to run and press the buttons, let the fingers do the walking. Well, the bliss of marriage, 084-084-786-31. 32. That's our WhatsApp number to the international overseas countries, plus 2784-786-3132. Let's go and cross over to my beloved honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Salim Karim. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mawlana, how are you this morning? MashaAllah, this morning you're all fired up.
Ustad, it's because Ustad, it's because of you, Ustad. Allahu Akbar. Whenever Mawlana Salim is on, you must know Mawlana Arafat is on fire.
Allah Ta'ala, we work as a team, Mawlana, our engineer Ameen. There, and yourself, MashaAllah. I think teamwork is so great, Mawlana, that it makes so much of work easier, you know, heavy work lighter. And Ameen. I think when we work together with peace, harmony, understanding, beg to differ sometimes. You may say something, I don't agree with
indeed,
you.
Indeed.
Say something, I agree with you. Al-ikhtilafu rahmah, you know, difference of opinion is a rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, I think speaking and educating the ummah at large, inshallah, we could help them in some way or the other to change their life. Now, this is the maqsad, Marana, Da'ut and Tabligh, the medium of radio, inshallah, is to bring about people closer to Allah. You know, teach people Allah's name. Teach them the beautiful qualities of Allah so that they could emulate and inshallah inculcate those values. Mawlana, it's good, you know, when you have the energy behind the microphone. So mashallah, it generates throughout the world. So alhamdulillah, may Allah give us tawfiq, protect us from what we'll say boastfulness. Allah Ta'ala give us ikhlas and sincerity, and Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. That whenever we speak, Mawlana, we are never meaning bad to any of our listeners. We're always meaning good for them, inshaAllah. Yes, we have some humor. We have some fun. Yes, that's part and parcel of the day, inshaAllah.
Ameen. 12 minutes after 11, yes, my beloved Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Salim Karim, of course, always on the airwaves of Markaz Sahaba, on the airwaves of Radio Al Ansar, on the airwaves of Salam Media as well, and on the airwaves of CII, Jack of All Trades. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always use my beloved Ustad. I know this morning somebody asked, will Mawlana Salim Karim be with you, Mawlana Arafat, on the Suhoor? Yes, definitely he will be on the Suhoor program with me. Mawlana is still going to give me the times, inshallah. I'm going to put Mawlana on the busy time when all our mommies and daddies are up and everyone is sitting on the suhoor table. So inshallah, myself and Mawlana inshallah will be on in the month of Ramadan. Ustad, let's begin this beautiful, mashallah, Tuesday morning. You know, I was going to touch on, our topic this morning. You know, I was going to touch on honor killings, but of course later in the program I will be explaining, Ustad, what's the meaning of honor killings. But nevertheless, inshallah, we begin this beautiful Tuesday morning on the bliss of marriage. Ustad, I want Ustad to touch, inshallah, what is the purpose of nikah? Why do people get married, Ustad? Is it because to save a person from zina? Is it because not to date or not to have an affair? You know, so we want to know, what is the purpose of nikah? Why should we get married? Ji Ustad.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد الخبيثات للخبيثين والخبيثون للخبيثات والطيبات للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات أولئك مبرؤون مما يقولون لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا كلها متاع وخير متاع الدنيا المرأة الصالحة صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, what a beautiful question. First and foremost, let's understand that if we love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam, by action we have to prove it. Just verbally saying that I love you won't solve the problem. So alhamdulillah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. Allah will resurrect you on the day of Qiyamah with whom so you kept company and followed and emulated. So nikah is one of the greatest sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To this effect, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hubbiba, Allah has put the love of three things in my heart. Number one, An-Nisa, women, through the beautiful institution of marriage. When Allah makes your wife your soulmate, your partner, she's your pillar of strength. She will, inshallah, increase your taqwa. She'll complete half your faith.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah Rabbul Alameen said, Allah Ta'ala's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hubbiba. Allah put the love. SubhanAllah, when it comes from Allah, it's divine. The love of women. So, and Rasulullah said, nikah is my way of life. And whoever deviates from my path is not from my ummah. An-nikahu sunnatul anbiya. What great responsibilities Allah has chosen and tasked the anbiya to perform. And one of the greatest sunnats was nikah. Because Allah wants to save you from great sins. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. Stay far away from zina. It is absolutely sinful. So what's the purpose of nikah? First and foremost, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a beautiful prescription in the Quran. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. One of Allah's great signs is that He's created you in pairs. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. SubhanAllah. Look at the chemistry, Manana, that Allah has kept between husband and wife, man and woman. Look at the love. Look at the excitement. Look at the joy. Look at the comfort. Look at the peace. So Rabbul Alameen is saying, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Why? لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. Rana, you can have everything of this dunya, you haven't got a partner and a soulmate, your life is empty, you have nothing. You only enjoy company, you enjoy something when you eat together, when you share together, when you do things together, there's more barakah, khair in it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you want sukoon, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So you want to know what's the purpose of marriage? To Allah Ta'ala to give us peace and tranquility. Sukoon. And further Allah Ta'ala says, yes, when you are young, mashallah, married, Mahana, love explodes.
Indeed.
Tons of love, mashallah. Love is coming out from every part of the body, subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
But what happens in old age?
Ya Allah.
لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجْعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Allahu Akbar. When you come in old age, mashallah, see how beautiful Allah has kept this marriage together, this partnership together. See, tremendous amount of compassion and love and mercy. Allahu Akbar. So let's all of us check our marriages. Have we achieved sukoon? Have we achieved love and mercy and compassion? If not, we need to wake up. We need to wake up and inshallah, service this marriage. The one thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala detests and hates the most is zina. And Mana, I believe you have a question. So if nikah is so beautiful, so divine, blessed by Allah, the greatest gift, الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا مَتَى, from all the beneficial things of this world, you cannot even name it, so many they are. Allah said, a pious wife, الْمَرْأَةُ الصَّالِحَةُ, الْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ, modesty is part and parcel of iman. A strong pillar, foundation of your iman, is modesty. وَإِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَاءُ, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you lose your shame and modesty and sharam and haya, فَفْعَلْ مَا شَيْتَ, then do what you want, you're worse than an animal. So it's so sad that sometimes, Allah made you and me ashraful makhluk. Allah Pak gave us a halal wife. Allah Ta'ala has given us the barakat of nikah. Allah Ta'ala has given us the benefit of nikah. And now I want to go and dip my hand in urine and napak and filth.
So, Ustad, I want to know from Ustad, I mean, listening to you, of course, Allahu Akbar, I don't know how to pose a question, Ustad. Why?
Go for it, Mulana, whatever it is.
Why do we people as Muslims, Ustad, and this is going around the world, it's everywhere, we have this off as wife swapping, where we're changing each other's spouses. Waliyadhu billah. This is actually happening in the Muslim community, Ustad. I mean, why there's a need for that? Is it because we don't love our spouses? Is it because, I don't know, Ustad, maybe just open my mind and explain it to me. I mean, you're making nikah. Why we still want to have this wife swapping, Ustad?
You know, Mulana, who is a very lucky wife?
Uh-huh.
Before I answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
That wife is very fortunate who in her absence, her husband is restless.
Sure.
That wife is very fortunate who in her absence, her husband is restless. The question you ask, Maulana, it is so sad that we never thought about divorce in the Muslim community.
Astaghfirullah.
The evil of zina, the evil of pornography, nakedness, besharmi, has reached its height in the Muslim community.
Waliyadhu billah.
Because We no more have the hope of Allah Rabbul Alameen. We have become so daring, Mawlana. We are so daring that we do things openly. Guna karkar fakhar samajhte. That we commit gunas and we are bragging about it. You find people saying, me, I slept with 10 women. Na'udhu billah. Guna karkar kamal samajhte. Allahu Akbar. Mawlana, Shariat has given you and me. What is nikah? Nikah means to save yourself from zina. The opposite of nikah is zina. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam said, a time will come in my ummah, hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away the ulama. Allah will take away knowledge. And there won't be any ulama left. And drinking and prostitution will become the order of the day. And we think zina is only the act of zina, intercourse. The zina of the eyes is looking at something that is haram, you're not supposed to look at. Zina of the tongue, you're talking to somebody who is a ghair mahram. Zina of the ears, you're listening to the conversation. Zina of the hands, you are touching and striking. And zina of the feet, you are walking towards that. So may Allah Ta'ala protect us from all forms of zina. A young man comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam. And he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, give me permission to commit zina. This thinking was in that zamana too. People, young people have got emotions, feelings, lust, desire. So they came to Rasulullah, a young man. And Rasulullah sat him down. Sahaba ikram were angry with this man. They wanted to throw him out. How dare you ask a question like this? Rasulullah said to Sahaba, calm down. He said to the young man, come to me. And sat, his knees are touching the knees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah is asking him a question. You see, this is how you must use hikmat. Use hikmat. Rasulullah asked him, you have a mother? And he said, gee, Ya Rasulullah, I have a mother. Would you love somebody to make zina with your mother? He says, no, not happen. You have a sister? Would you love somebody to commit zina with your sister? He says, no. You have an aunt? He says, gee, Ya Rasulullah. Like this, Rasulullah took him into a discussion. And finally, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, if you are going to commit zina, it's going to be somebody's mother, sister, or daughter. As you do not wish it for yours, how can you do this with others? And then Rasulullah gave him the most powerful dua. Allahumma tahhir qalbahu. Ay Allah, cleanse this man's heart from all the evil thoughts that he's got. Okay. Allahumma tahhir qalbahu. Wa ahsin farjahu. And Allah save his private parts from zina. So let's make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The question you ask, Mawlana, is so shocking. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, your wife, you are the only protector of your wife as a husband. Or the qabr, two things will protect a woman. It's either her husband or the qabr, two things. Yeah, a person stoops to the worst of worst levels.
Astaghfirullah.
That we have this is taking place in hotels. Prominent families. It's only when you've got richness, you've got money, you've got power, you've got authority, you think you're above the law, nobody can see you. Allah is watching. What's happening, Mawlana? They come to the hotel, they got one big box there. Throw in the house keys and the car keys.
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
See? And then you decide, each one comes and picks up a key, and that key has got the house key also and the flat key. You take that car and you take that flat key and the owner of that house, which lady or which man, and go with. Na'udhu billah min zalik.
Waliyadhu billah.
The lowest of low. If this is what's happening in the Muslim Ummah, Mawlana, Allah Ta'ala protect us. this azab that is coming in our community, this type of deaths that we are seeing in our community, this types of murders that we are seeing, the degree of poverty, the degree of harm that is coming. This is the curse of zina. That we are so bold and we are so open. When Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّ مِنَ الْصَارِحِينَ, tells the believing men to lower their gaze. وَكُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. You know, there's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For one of you to be stabbed in the head with an iron needle. Just imagine what Rasulullah is saying. For one of us to be stabbed in our head with a steel needle is better than he should touch a woman who is not permissible for him. That's how stern the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another hadith of Rasulullah. When a person is committing zina, his iman comes out of his heart.
Ya Allah.
And hovers above his head. Your iman cannot tolerate this filth. And imagine a person dies in that state of zina. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam said, as husband and wife, when you are engaging in conjugal rights, it is haram for you to think and fantasize about somebody else. Yes, in your thoughts, yeah, it's happening in action, Maulana. Haram. That if I'm engaging in conjugal rights with my wife, it is haram for me to fantasize about another woman. Or if it's a wife, to fantasize about another man. Number two, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Salim, do not describe the beauty of another woman to your husband. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't beautify and apply perfume and come out, you're inviting shaitan. Unfortunately, Mawlana, when Allah Ta'ala's azab will come on us, and it's on us at the moment. This is because, I'm not saying everybody is doing wrong, but there are certain people in the community, Mawlana, who think that they're above the law, they can do everything, and they won't get caught, but Allah is watching.
Ustad, can I stop you there? Can I just stop you there for a minute? There's a question came in right now. He says, Mawlana Arafat, you just hit the nail on the block. That's number one. Number two, this anonymous brother, he says here that, tell Mawlana Salim Kareem, what if both agree, husband and wife, both agree for this, of swapping partners? There's another one here, says, respected Mawlana Salim Kareem, we're listening to you right now. I would like to share my feelings. This happened to my daughter, to my child, and she had no choice, and no control, and power. She's now divorced, it's 11 years, Mawlana Salim Kareem. Now that she's not married, her husband is multi rich, and he said nobody will touch him. Ustad,
this wife swapping.
Astaghfirullah.
Better still, they should say husband swapping too, Mawlana. Better still, give it a general term, spouse swapping.
La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim.
You know what's the sad part, Mawlana? That this is not like cheating. Mawlana, both husband and wife, they sit together, they plan together, they agree to this.
No way, Ustad. Inna lillahi.
This is the meaning. This is the meaning of wife swapping. Go on to the net, Mawlana, and read something on that psychologically. It's a mutual understanding. Both of them are happy to commit guna. Promoting each other's guna. Destroying their iman, destroying their families, destroying the barakat in their rozi. Zina will take place in their children. What parents do, the children are going to do, Mawlana. So Mawlana, as the sister is just saying, that this is what happened to her daughter. The people who are in power and got money, they think they will get away. Who gave respect to Islam and women? Mawlana, it is Islam. They were treated like animals. They were treated like dirt. They were a curse to society. They were buried alive. Who gave izzat and integrity to women? It is Islam and Shariat. And who fought for the rights of women? It's Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah had given her. She is a mother. The Jannah lies under her feet. She's your wife. She's your protector. She's the mother of your children. Great reward in sawab to be a mother. And this is what we are bringing ourselves. We are stooping to this level.
La hawla wa la quwwata.
So you ask the question, Mawlana, is it an agreement? Yes, Mawlana, it's mutual. Both of them are happy. They said, no, this is fun. This is pleasure. We need extra excitement. Another lady phoned me, I'm not going to take the town. Mom, I want to do a threesome. My husband is saying, must bring three people. Na'udhu billah min zalik. Woman.
La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi.
That husband got no respect for his wife. He wants to bring a third lady there and commit zina. You're not allowed to see the satar of even the closest of your family members. How can you bring somebody else?
Ustad, Ustad, you know what? You're going to make me cry. Wallahi lazim, Ustad. Listen to this one, a rivet from Durban. She says, yeah. Mawlana Salim, they say wife swapping brings spice in a relationship. It brings couples together. Allahu Akbar.
As I said, guna kar kar kamal samajhti hai, Mawlana.
Sure.
Allahu Akbar. Your wife is an amanat. The real love that comes. You see, Mawlana, this socializing, I'll tell you where all this fitna starts, Mawlana, this filth that starts.
Ji, Ustad.
That we become so friendly, pally with each other as families and spouse. We are going out for supper together. No parda, no hijab. We are carefree. We're going picnicking together. We're going swimming together. We're going horse riding together. We're going, what you call, climbing the mountains together. We're going holidays together. No concept of parda. No respect, no adab. Shaitan is there, Mawlana. He is waiting for the first opportunity. That is the saddest part. That we have become so carefree, Mawlana, that we have completely forgotten what is hijab, what is parda, what is haya, what is modesty. Al-haya'u ahsanu lil-mara. Modesty is an absolute jewel for a woman. For a woman to let her body be seen by somebody else, touched by somebody else, and abused by somebody else. Mawlana, this is the lowest of low. But it's sad, Mawlana, it is happening in our society. Because khashyati ilahi is gone. We have no more fear of Allah Rabbul Alameen. There is no deen in that house. There is no tilawati Quran in that house. There is no namaz in that house. There is no fear of Allah in that house. What are you going to expect, Mawlana?
So do you think both are happy, Ustad? If they both agree, do you think they are happy in the marriage? There's a sister asking Mawlana Arafat, ask Mawlana Salim Karim, if both husband and wife agreed to this, isn't that shows you they're not happy in their marriage, Ustad?
Well, they're just sister said, you know, variety, you know, variety.
Astaghfirullah.
You know, as somebody said very nicely, that women are very, mashallah, some of them are very sweet, some of them are very beautiful, they are like fruit. On a lighter note, Mawlana. Yeah, they said like women are like, mashallah, like fruit. You have them in different colors, different shape, different size, different taste. And the problem with men is that they like fruit salad. So now he's not satisfied with his wife and she's not satisfied with the husband. They have a major problem, Mawlana. They don't have self-confidence in them. Their self-esteem is right, rock bottom. And they want to look for pleasure elsewhere. I'll tell you the azab of it, Mawlana. What does zina does to you? It keeps you in constant anxiety.
Yes. True.
One. Number two, zina puts you in a permanent sense of guilt that haunts you. Ask those couples who do this type of rubbish. Gee, what conscience when they sleep at night sometime? It haunts them. Okay, what did I do? Number three, it weakens you. Number four, zina like this, any type of zina, wife swapping, or whatever you want to call it, Mawlana, it deprives the barakah from your earnings. Steals your interest from halal intercourse. But Allah has made halal through the medium of nikah. See, it's taken away. Ask anybody, Mawlana, who commits zina, ask them for that 1 minute pleasure. That they feel or experience after that act is finished. Mawlana, how hopeless and useless and how disgraced they feel inside. Depressed. what the hell did I do? Nobody is happy and smiling and rejoicing. They feel the degradation in them. What did I do for the 2 minutes of pleasure or 5 minutes of pleasure? It steals your interest for halal intercourse. And the worst part, it can be an addiction. It makes bad examples out of you. It brings shame and humiliation to your family. Imagine my family comes to know I'm making zina.
Astaghfirullah.
My daughter comes to know my mother is making zina. My father is making zina. What role model are we as parents? What are we setting? What precedent are we setting in our families, Molana? It leads to the killing of innocent souls. Now, I made zina with the woman, she's pregnant. Now we're looking for the Molvi to ask fatwa. Can we make abortion? What are we doing? Breeds unwanted children in the street. Waladu zina. See how many there are in the world. Because you went and made zina, you made the woman pregnant. Now, who looks after this child? The child is masoom. Unwanted children. It raises the divorce rate in society. Morana, with the same people who do this wife swapping, when the pleasure is out, you know, when the taste from the bubblegum is out, you spit it. That's what's going to happen. It will eventually break this marriage. It will end up in divorce, in disaster. Because now the fun is over. Health-related implications of zina. Morana, many sisters call us, Morana, my husband is having an affair. I am refusing to give him my conjugal rights. Because I do not want AIDS, I don't want STD, I don't want any sickness in my body. I don't want to die of AIDS. I'm sorry, I would not give him the bed. Allahu Akbar. She has a right? It is sinful, and that's enough. Allahu Akbar. Leads you in the company of the devil. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, Mulana. It is sad. May Allah protect us. Nikah is such a halal way of fulfilling your conjugal rights, your feelings, your emotions. Alhamdulillah. Tunkahul mar'u li arba'in. You marry a woman because of beauty. Wali jamaliha. Your wife is so beautiful, flower. MashaAllah. Wali nasabiha. She comes from a decent home. Wali maliha. She is a rich person. Walidiniha, she's got everything that Allah wants. Now, but still I want to go and take rotten eggs. Still want to go and take the rotten fruit. Allah gave me fresh fruit, alhamdulillah. Enjoy it every day. Every day is a new love for your wife. Every day is a new experience for your wife. Every day, as I said, give your wife 3 A's, appreciation, affection, attention. It will generate more love and muhabbat. You're going to have to go and look elsewhere and spoil your life and destroy your family and your akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala give those brothers and sisters who are involved in this topic today to make tawbah. Any of us who's involved in any type of zina, let's make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Rabbul Alameen. We have made mistakes. Allah, we are weak. Allah, Shaitan got the better of us. Rabbul Alameen, I'm making sincere tawbah today from today. I'm stopping this illicit relationship, this haram activities, this haram love that I have for other people. Oh Allah, take all this away. Purify my soul, purify my body, my thoughts. Oh Allah, protect my private part. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam said, guarantee me protection of 2 pieces of flesh, and I will guarantee you Jannah. Sahaba Kiram said, Ya Rasulullah, what is it? Rasulullah said, what is between your lips, that piece of meat which is your tongue? Guarantee me that you look after it.
Allahu Akbar.
You won't hurt anybody. You won't make ghibat. You won't slander. You won't do the worst thing with this tongue. And I'll guarantee you Jannah. And number two, guarantee me the piece of flesh that is between your legs, that you will look after it and not abuse it. See? What Allah has made it halal, use it. I will guarantee you Jannah. So when we have the best of best in Islam, why do we want to opt for something that is of no worth? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the signs of Qiyamah, the signs of the hour, are following. Number one, the religious knowledge will be taken away. Allah will take away the ulama.
Bishak.
There will be no guidance. What is halal and haram, you won't have anyone to ask. You will be just led astray. Number two, ignorance will prevail.
Sure.
No knowledge of deen. A sister called me now, half an hour ago, Molana.
Uh-huh.
A father wants to send his child to a boarding school. A 7-year-old boy or a 10-year-old boy. Where they slaughtered a pig. They're demonstrating to the children, yeah, pig. It's jais in the Christian religion or the Jewish religion. Fine, it's jais. You have to go in the chapel in the morning to say a prayer. And the father is insisting, the mother says, you cannot take my child and go there.
Of course.
We've got Islamic values, alhamdulillah. It's a boarding school, fine. The education may be best. But first comes the iman of my child, my Islam, my deen as a parent. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyati. Every one of us are responsible for those who are under our care. As parents, we are responsible for the iman of my child. The father is insisting, I will put the child there. I've got money and nobody can do me sweet bugger all. Okay. This is how jerry we are. You know, shaitan puts this into you, this ego. Let me see who can do you anything. Okay. This is the halat. When there's ignorance, when there's no deen, when there is no Islam, when there is no Sharia, there is no Tarbiyat. This is how parents talk. Kullukum mauludin yuladu ala fitratil Islam. Every child is born on the fitrat of Islam. Wa abawahu. The parents either make him a Jewish person, a Christian person, or an atheist. But every child is born on the fitrat of Islam. Now I want to take my child from deen tawheed and put my child into Jahannam. The child in the morning has to go in the chapel. Yes, if you're a Christian, greatest of respect, lakum deenukum waliyadeen. You follow your deen, we follow our deen. No arguments, no fight. I don't condemn you, you don't condemn me. That is Islam. But to take my child, innocent child, and force my child by force to say, I'll see what you can do as a mother. I'll put my child in. This is the halat of the ummah, Malana. Just now, half an hour ago, this call came.
Allah,
what are we doing? Ignorance will prevail. And drinking of alcoholic drink. Today you must see the Muslims. I'm not saying all, but see the youngsters, how they drink it. If it's boys, girls, partying, everything. And this wife swapping, yes, they're drinking also, mashallah. When you are musty kalandar, you know, when you are nice and high and tipsy, Malana, you don't even know whether this is your mother, this is your sister, or this is your daughter. Rasulullah said, drinking of alcoholic drinks will become the signs of the hour.
I see somebody saying here that, please tell Malana Salim that they say sometimes sticking to one's spouse is a bore, Ustad.
Allah. Then that person's got limited knowledge, Molana.
Indeed, Ustad.
He's got limited knowledge, inshallah. He needs to advance his knowledge. Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala has made her a beautiful ni'mat for you. How you beautify your car and you put mag rims and all the strips and everything, Molana, and stripes. And you beautify your car. It's old, but it looks smart. It's shining every day, mashallah. So why don't you help your wife to look beautiful? You also look nice and handsome too. One person said to me, Moana, you keep talking about women must look very nice and pretty and handsome and everything. What about telling the men folk also, Moana?
True.
I said, you know, it's equal. Your wife also, mashallah, she needs chemistry. She needs an attraction also. Her husband to look handsome, mashallah, neat, tidy, his hygiene, personal hygiene, appearance, everything must be smart. It works both ways for the chemistry to work, Mulana. Negative, positive. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, Mulana.
Any other question? I see Daddy saying, Why is this happening in the Ummah of Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is this the end of sign? Is it the end of time? Is it the end of Qiyamah? This is Daddy. They're listening to the program. And of course, many people on the podcast of this program as well. There's a very story here, Ustad. This comes from Anonymous. It says here, of course, Maulana Salim Kareem, we know that dating in Islam, it is haram. My daughter, who was 17 years old, she was dating this boy and she really fell in love with this boy. And she really liked this boy and they dated for 3 years, Ustad. And one day, one night, they went to a birthday party where her boyfriend, he didn't mind that she to dance with her best friend. And then they changed. She danced with her best friend. Thereafter, what another best friend? What another best friend? I mean, this is happening as well in the teens, Zamana. This is Anonymous mother saying this. And from then till now, my daughter don't want to get married. Ustad.
Molana, again, as parents, Molana, we need to take responsibility, you know, for our children.
How do we stop this, Ustad? I'm serious, Ustad.
Molana, tarbiyat starts from home, right from the time a child can speak. This is the Shariat's ruling, that when your child can pronounce the word Allah, when your child is 7 years old, teach him namaz. 10, discipline him to read namaz. So why did Sharia tell us all this? That start disciplining and instilling values in our children from a young age. This is the problem, Molana, that we are so lax with our children, or we don't have time for our children. We are not careful as to who our children associate with. Molana, everybody is not your friend. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said three things will become priceless before Qiyamah. Number one is one dirham of halal earning.
Indeed.
Number two, a sincere friend. Who's supposed to befriend your child that could bring your child closer to Allah, increase the child in knowledge and akhlaq, create Allah consciousness in the child? Mawlana, we are as parents failing our responsibility. You see, a child, when he's 7 years old, he's like a flower, beautiful flower. Everybody adores that child, whether it's a boy or a girl, 7 years old. When it comes to 10 years old, the child is like a khadim. You ask the child to do anything, mashallah, they will run errands for you, they will do any khidmat. And when they reach the age of 15, they become your advisor. They engage you in an argument. If you tell them one, they're prepared to debate with you. So if I had inculcated and instilled value from day one, when my child could say Allah for the first time, I taught my child La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. See? We are teaching our children nursery rhymes. You ask the two-year-old to read La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Maybe the child will know most of them. Some will not know. But you tell him to say Twinkle, twinkle, little star. What are we saying? That shows Allah has given the child's mind the capacity, the photographic memory, that if I say this to my child, if I teach my child this dua, if I say something to my child, the child is in the position to comprehend. So alhamdulillah, Mawlana, if the question the mother is asking, that what has happened to my daughter, remember, Mawlana, the right way in Shariat is you propose, and immediately after proposal is nikah. This silly excuse and lame excuse, they're very naive now. You hear the parents talking. A 17-year-old and an 18-year-old girl is naive. You want me to believe that, Mawlana, in today's time?
No ways. No ways.
No, yeah, be chote hai.
Ah.
Yeah, they are small now. They are still jawan hai abhi. Bacche hai. They wet behind the ears. Number two, now they both have to earn money now, because the boy still has to earn money. The girl, alhamdulillah, who's going to look after her? This is excuses we make. And see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Iyakunu fuqara yughnihimullahu min fadlihi.
Subhanallah. Haq.
You're talking about iltamisu ghina fin nikah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you want to become rich? Get married. Allah will open the doors of the rizq. Ask our parents and grandparents. the day we got married, we only had that pants. We borrowed it too. We borrowed that shoe in the olden zamana.
Ustad, you know, you have to listen to this one, Ustad. You have to listen to this one. Somebody is saying, yeah, Assalamu alaikum, Mawlana Salim. The man who said looking at his wife for so long is boring, then he must be the replica of shaitan. That's one question. The other one says that the father is saying, Mawlana Salim Karim, I as a dad, I'm just asking, is it okay or can I allow my daughter's boyfriend, of course, for him to come and see my daughter, but as long as we parents are there in the same house, meaning they both sitting in front in the lounge and just sitting and talking. The father is asking, can I allow my daughter's boyfriend, meaning I don't want him to go out and date in it, but I want him to be in front of me. And the other one is saying that this is a granny at the age of 69 years old. She's saying, Mawlana Salim, my grandchild, she says, my grandchild was in Parda and her parents sent her to varsity. And she was a good girl. And all of a sudden, she went out of Parda and she became a loose girl. I mean, Ustad, what happened here? You know, she was in Parda. This is a granny thing. And she went to varsity, and all of a sudden, she had a boyfriend. Everything changed. Everything totally changed. Ustad.
Let's take the last question, which the granny is asking, Mawlana. We must make dua for our children daily. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata a'yuni wa ja'alna lil muttaqina imama. Number two, there's a saying in Urdu, jab maa baap tabla aur sarangi ghar mein bajayenge. When the parents will start playing the harmonium and flute in the house, then don't blame the children when they dance. Sure. For that girl who is in parda and hijab, mashallah, she was in, alhamdulillah, total security. She was in such a healthy environment, the parents, the grandparents. She wanted to study. Mawlana, there is no need, really. Today, it is so advanced technology that on in the internet, online, you can study online, you can download the notes. Yes. There is no really physical reason for you to be present in that university. Where there is, first of all, the teachers, they are not teaching you deen. Some of them are absolute atheists.
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
Hate Islam. They hate Islam with a passion. The mission is to destroy the moral of a Muslim child.
Ya Allah.
And we're throwing our children in the lion's den, Mawlana.
Yes, Ustad.
We're absolutely foolish sometimes as parents. But no, you know what? My son has to get educated. My daughter has to... You know what's a lame excuse again, Mawlana? We've got no tawakkul on Allah. My daughter has to get education because if the husband, you know, divorces her, then you know what? She can carry on with her life. Allahu Akbar. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. If you fear Allah, Allah will open the doors. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ هَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah will give you rosy from what way you cannot even fathom. Allah will open the doors of rizq. See, so now, Mawlana, as parents, we're not worried who we're giving our children to teach. Number two, we don't know the environment at the university. You've got different cultures, you've got different types of people, different ideology. And here you take a masoom, innocent child and put her amongst all that type of rubbish.
So, Ustad, the brother is saying, yeah, but how can you blame the parents? Because this girl is in hijab, she's in parda, and she's a young girl. She knows what's wrong and she knows what's right. You know, it's the environment. She knows she's in parda. Why must she still go for that? So who do you blame here? The brother is wrong, Ustad. Yes.
The parent, the right thing, Rasulullah said that when your child reads, keep a good name for your child, number one, give them the best Islamic education. And number three, when they reach a marriageable age, get them married. This is what Sharia told you. Taleem, yes, you're giving her the best of Islamic education. If you know, Mawlana, that I'm going to get burned there, I know there's poison there, I know there is danger,
yes.
And I still put my child there.
Yes,
I can see fire burning there, but I'm sending my child in the direction. Mawlana, come on, this is common sense, Mawlana.
Well said, Ustad, well said.
Wallahi, this is common sense. Do I want to sacrifice my child? That my child now loses her hijab, she loses her sharam and haya, she joins the wrong company, you have lost the child, tomorrow you going to answer by Allah Ta'ala.
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyati. I'm not saying you must not send your daughters and educate your daughters, brother. Educate them, give them the best. But alhamdulillah, within the framework of Shariat, And today, mashallah, by the computer and technology, you can sit at home,
yes,
read your salah, be in a protected environment, dini mahol. Alhamdulillah, you can still educate yourself, you can still graduate, you can do whatever you want.
So, Ustaz, just explain to me, we've got about 2 minutes left. Say we're all in varsity, we are young boys. We know a girl in hijab or in parda, she's, of course, we have to respect her. But do you think there are still people out there, instead of looking at that girl, she's in hijab, you know, let's respect her, let's leave her. Why do we still go for her? I mean, if a girl...
The first thing, the girl should not be there. Let's put it that way, as I'm trying to explain.
Well said, Ustad.
Simple, because shaitan will definitely be. The Surah Fath, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, you can be the most pious person, Hasan Basri or Pudrabiya Basri in one room. The greatest of awliya and waliya amongst the men and women. Shaitan will be there to cause some fitna. So, Murana, we don't reach that stage of taqwa. Whether your daughter is in hijab, in a university or in a college or in a school, Murana, Shaitan is always there. The most protected place for our daughters and wives and mothers, mashallah, is in the confines of their home, alhamdulillah, when it's necessary for them to go and do whatever they have to do. Go with hijab, go with your mahram. Alhamdulillah, Shariat allows you. You safeguard your iman. Murana, the greatest ni'mat for a woman, you know what it is, Murana? Is the day when she gets married and she says to her husband, today is for the first time that I've ever seen a man or ever a man has touched me, is today. Murana, do you know the honor? Do you know the feeling you as a husband will get, and your wife-to-be, who is a virgin, says, Wallahu lazim, my parents brought me up. I grew up with adab, respect, and today, you are the first man that I'm seeing physically and I will be touched physically by you. What a grand feeling that is. What a great feeling that is. So let's bring that back, inshallah. Let's look after our daughters.
Ustaz, we're going to
look after our sons.
We will have to leave it there. It's about 1 minute left to 12 o'clock. I've got a brother here. He's a non-Muslim. His name is Kenneth. Brother Kenneth, and he says, Molana Salim and Molana Hatia, we hear you out on this morning, Tuesday morning. It's very true what you guys are saying. I taught in our religion, it's absolutely nothing wrong to date and to sleep around. My young daughter, who's 21 years old, she dated 3 guys, and today she is HIV. It's sad to say. This is Brother Kenneth. Now, Ustaz. Allahu Akbar. Yallah.
Molana, whether it's Christianity, whether it's Judaism, whether it's Islam, zina, adultery, fornication is forbidden.
Astaghfirullah.
Every Nabi of Allah, Hadrat Musa alayhi salam, Hadrat Isa alayhi salam, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Marana, that is why I'm saying we need to be close to Allah, we need to be close to religious scholars, and we need to instill values in our children, inshallah.
Ustad, let's leave it there. Let's continue tomorrow, inshallah, part 2 on the bliss of marriage. I see many, many listeners are listening attentively. You know, there's somebody saying here, let me just read the question to Molana Salim. It says, Molana Salim, some men can't satisfy their wife. But anyway, we're going to leave it there. I see Brother Tabela is saying, wow, what a question. We're going to leave it there. We will continue tomorrow, inshallah, part 2. Ustad, your final words, inshallah, quickly, Ustad, 30 seconds.
It was asked, what is Sabre Jamil? Hadrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Hadrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, Sabre Jameel. It was asked, what is Sabre Jameel? The answer is that when you are tested and on your lips, these words come out. Shukr Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar.
Whatever the test is, it was asked, what is Sabre Jameel? The answer is, Sabre Jameel is that when you are tested and on your lips, the words come out. Shukr Alhamdulillah. All praise to you.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Ameen.
He has given us the best deen of Islam. So shukr Alhamdulillah.
Ameen. Ustaz, jazakumullah khair, and see you tomorrow morning, inshallah, on the bliss of marriage. Patu, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, that's correct. The bliss of marriage. Up next, the 12 o'clock news with Brother Alphas Nkosi. From myself and Hazrat Malana Salim Karmin and the listeners out there. And Brother Tobela, Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina wa ahdina sa jami'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
a promise to Allah before our families. For today is the day we wed. Be my friend. Be all that you want to be. Share with me